from Studio 511. It's the
Toofinity
edition of Houston Wrestling Radio. This is Abel.
This is Arnold.
This is Travis.
No, you're not. No!
Arnold! Travis, you stayed on the sun a bit too long over Labor Day, bro.
No, this is Arnold. I told Travis,
dude, you get out of the house, man. Go tubing down in the river. He was down the street because he still had water.
Did he?
Oh, okay. It's all good over there.
Arnold, Chris, Abel, yo.
Yeah.
What up?
Oh, man.
The three newest recipients to the unemployment line right here.
Yeah. Almost.
It's free. Give me.
Hey, dingy. We need dingy. But there
it's
you
been
go.
A while.
All right. Oh, there you go. They're going to keep dingy over there.
Yeah.
I did a Houston radio wrestling radio last week by myself in my room.
Did you?
Yeah, to nobody.
Were you talking to the bear?
Yeah, I just talked.
That was exclusive?
Yeah.
Were you no one?
Were you crying at the same time?
I was naked, too.
You were naked?
Yeah. That's probably why I was crying.
Yeah.
That's why I was crying.
Muy chiquito.
Hey.
What up?
Everybody, thank you. If you are joining us live, thank
Don't worry,
you so
nobody's
much.
Joined us.
Wait, well, not yet, but you know,
we just announced like 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, I know, right?
We didn't know how late we were gonna be.
Exactly.
You know? We're the old school WCW 605.
Abel was talking about, oh my god, it's traffic up the ass. It took me an hour and a half to get here from work yesterday. I was here in fucking 30 minutes. This is a 25-minute drive to my house.
Making you look like this a little guy. Bitch.
I know,
grandma
right?
Over
not,
here.
Not the first time this week.
He's making grandma. Like a little bitch.
What about you? Do you have any problem getting over here?
It was fun. Yeah.
It was creative.
Playing Tetris and Frogger at the same time
yes.
in the car.
Yes.
It was fun.
Yes. So if you're joining us live, thank you. You can chat away with us if you log into your YouTube account.
I'll Please see do. Keep him busy.
I'll see you right here on the old YouTube app. And, you know, you could talk shit or ask us questions or, you know, fact check us or whatever. I'll see it. I'll involve you in the show. If you're not watching us live and watching us on replay, that's all right. We can still interact with each other. You just go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Houston Wrestling Radio, or on Twitter at @HWrestlingRadio. So
let's start off with what we didn't watch.
Who didn't watch NXT? I did, but it was a fucking forever ago.
I watched it and I just nothing. I came away with nothing.
Dude,
you guys advised me, dude, NXT's not worth it. Okay, it's not worth it. I know what happens because I read the spoilers after the takeover.
Yeah.
And Travis put it best. This needs to be happening live.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Red Dragon fucking feels like spontaneous. That should be happening in
the
moment.
That was a cool part of
the
show. And it happened in the first, like, 5 seconds. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Dude, I mean. Maybe it was just hurricane time, you know, so it feels like it was fucking forever ago, and I didn't even give a shit then.
I watched it Monday, and I didn't give a shit.
How about Lucha Underground? Cueto Cup is over, and now we're building up to apparently 4 weeks of Ultima Lucha, I think.
I guess. Like, I don't know how the timeline was actually working out. In my mind, when the Cueto Cup was over, the next episode was going to be Ultima Lucha.
Nope.
But we're having... These buffers in between,
they're inconsequential.
Yeah, it kind of makes you feel like I don't care. You know? But, I mean, we had Son of Havoc versus Son of Madness.
Twice.
But it's like, oh, okay, they're resolving that feud. Great. Yeah. But I don't care at this point. Like, all right, get to Ultima Lucha. This bumper seems superfluous.
For the record, Ultima Lucha ends the season, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, because I was getting bothered by the fact that there was more than one Ultima Lucha. I'm like, by definition, means last match in Spanish.
Yeah.
Why is there more matches after that?
The first one was 2 weeks worth. Then the second season was 3 weeks worth. And now this season's 4 weeks worth. We have a 4 week season finale.
And apparently a buffer in between.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense.
Well, possibly.
The end of the Cueto Cup.
Possibly series finale.
They're just trying to pass out the fucking medallions, which it was kind of cool. Then, you know, because, oh, man, what are these medallions? In the first season, we didn't know what they were for. And we didn't know, you know, why we had the medallions. And then the gift of the gods. Okay, cool. Now we know what the medallions do. And now we know what the gift of the gods are. And they're just kind of squeezing it in. So it kind of feels like, I don't know. It feels like, you know, just
shoehorning. That's the face he makes when you squeeze it in.
Yes.
How about 205 Live? Anybody watch 205 Live?
I did not watch 205 Live.
I gave up on that like 2 months ago.
I really wanted to watch tonight's episode because I heard...
You mean last night's episode?
Yeah, last night's episode. Because I heard the 5-way match was really good. That's what I heard.
That's a match of the weekend. It could be my pick.
Oh,
it was very fun. The only nit I have to pick, which is a huge one. I'm not a fan of Enzo in this division right now. I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. I wanted to see what moves he has. I wanted to see how he was going to survive. He's doing heelish things, but he's supposed to get away with it because he's the baby face. So
he's trying to do the Eddie Guerrero approach.
And then on top of that, last week Enzo teamed up with Cedric Alexander and Grand Metalik. This week they're part of the five-way. It's those three guys plus Tony Nese plus Brian Kendrick. Where's so Gulak? The match starts.
No Gulak or.
Oh, dude, Gulak is on a sidebar, bro. He had a PowerPoint presentation of how he was going to make 205 Live the place to be. Oh, that was fucking flawless. Awesome. That's an awesome clip.
Is Mustafa Ali still a thing?
Well, 205. I don't know. Match starts.
I really like him too.
The match starts and everybody, even the faces, turn around at Enzo. Like they're gonna just get rid of Enzo before this whole thing starts. So the faces are gonna stoop to the level.
I can't read that from here.
What is it?
I don't know. I can't read that either. All three guys with glasses can't see shit. So
we're detected that are rarely used by you.
Ah.
The faces stoop to the level to match the heels to get rid of Enzo. So Enzo just leaves the ring and he's talking to like some 4-year-old on ringside while everybody's beating the hell out of each other. And then like the last eliminate, Cedric eliminated like damn near everybody.
Oh, it was an elimination.
Just to have Enzo roll him up at the last second, holding the tights to win.
So he's
so now Enzo.
Well, Enzo had a handful of tights on Monday night too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now Enzo, you're cheating babyface.
Normal contender.
At No Mercy against Neville.
Whack.
For the title.
On Monday, I kind of wanted to give Enzo a little bit of benefit of doubt, too, because it seemed as though more people were reacting to the 205 stuff just because Enzo was out there being
definitely.
Enzo.
Yeah, definitely.
Which, again, that man.
And his charisma was rubbing off on Cedric and Metallica.
Yeah. But, again, dude, that goes back to the thing that, man, I want him to be a mouthpiece for someone else. I don't want to necessarily have him wrestling and doing stuff on his own. He makes other people look good because he can interact with them. And it's like, what was he calling Grand Metalik? Spicy Nacho? Or what was he calling
Spicy Cheddar.
Spicy Cheddar or whatever. Yeah. It's like, okay, that's racist, but it was entertaining, you know?
Yeah.
Cedric the Alexander the Great? Like, all right. That's
Cedric
funny.
The Entertainer, Alexander the Great.
Yeah, whatever. You know, like, it was entertaining. Don't get in the ring, you know?
That was one of the reasons I wanted to watch 205 last night.
Okay.
The other reason was because of the mouthpiece.
Ooh.
Because now JBL has stepped down from SmackDown so he can focus on his charity work. They moved Corey Graves to SmackDown. Mm-hmm. So Corey Graves is on Raw and SmackDown. So because of that, we finally get live on the air. We get Nigel McGuinness.
Oh,
live on commentary with Vic Joseph, and that alone, other than the minimal interest that Enzo is giving me to at least try to give 205 a chance, Nigel McGuinness's commentary live, oh dude, it's just like takeover. It's fucking
really?
Cool, dude.
Awesome.
Yeah, and them not working together that often, there's you could see some chemistry brewing between those two guys. That was my only incentive to watch 205.
Nice.
So the PowerPoint presentation from Gulak was kind of like the icing on the cake.
Okay.
But that was it for 205 in a nutshell.
Did you post it on the page?
Mm-hmm. So before we get into the big show.
Well.
Oh, not that shit. Mae Young Classic. We'll get Raw and SmackDown out of the way.
Out of the way. Man, I watched all four episodes that released this week today, and I enjoyed it.
I watched 2 and 2.
Okay. Well,
I was fresh again whenever I finished watching the other two or whatever. It was
well, good. I did take a break after the first two to go get a haircut and do some other errands, but I watched all four of them in one day.
Okay.
But I enjoyed it. I liked it.
What's your biggest takeaway from the quarterfinals, semifinals,
quarterfinals, and semifinals.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of talent out there that I could see sticking around. Maybe even more so than I foresaw sticking around with the cruiserweight classic. Like I think almost everyone there's a few exceptions. But I think there's less exceptions than there were in the CWC. The CWC, I was like, yeah, no. Here, I was like, yeah, no, on like four girls? Five, maybe?
Yeah.
But here, I was like, I'm liking damn near everybody.
Yeah, I like they're like the ones who got eliminated early. There that I want to, that I'd like to see more of are obviously that fucking
Alpha Female.
Yeah, Alpha Female. Santana Garrett just
yes. Oh, Jazzy Gabbert.
Yeah,
the German with the mo- yeah. Oh, I loved yeah. her. Yeah. I want her. Looking. I want her on like SmackDown.
Yeah, something quick. That's kind of it. Somebody who lost in the quarters, Serena. Serena. Dude, I like her, man. I like her style. She was around whenever I wasn't watching wrestling again.
Right.
So I didn't get to experience the Strange Society.
She didn't wrestle.
She was just, you know, whatever the whatever, just yeah. the fluff there. But I remember I see that she used to actually wrestle in FCW and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So she's pretty good in the ring. She lost a lot of weight, lost a lot of boobs. You know,
that's the first thing I noticed.
She took out her implants.
Gained some hair.
Yeah, gained some hair. Yeah, I like her. I like her, like, I don't know, spunk or what it is. Because it's not like, yeah. It's like heart. So yeah. I like what she has to offer. My favorite, it's Dakota Kai.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You like Polly Pockets, huh?
Yeah, dude. I don't know. Like, of course, I think she's fucking hot, dude, and all that. But, dude, in the ring, she's fucking fun to watch.
She's pretty good.
She is fun. Dakota Kai against Kairi Sane is match of the week candidate for me.
Match was fucking
that
fun.
That was a really good match.
Was fun to watch. Dakota Kai, I see her having – I see it. Like, remember, I've been right about two girls so far in, like, 7 years. AJ Lee, when I saw her, I was like, her.
AJ.
She has something. Yeah. And you fought me so much about it, and I could be wrong now because of it, of what they did with her, but Bayley. I saw Bayley, and I was like, that chick, she can be something if they use her right.
Yeah.
They use her at NXT, and then drove her to the ground in WWE.
Yeah.
Dakota Kai, if they use her right, she could be an AJ Lee, Sasha Banks, Bayley combo. Mm-hmm. I think that'll work fucking great if they do that right. Kairi Sane, on the other hand, fuck yeah, dude. She's like a young, less, like kind of like Asuka, but like younger and more like energetic and more like likable. Yeah. Asuka's lovable because, like, yeah, you know,
yeah.
But she's real like unapproachable.
But she's starting to be really heelish.
Yeah. Kairi has like that. Oh man, she's fucking cute. But
no matter what,
yeah, she'll knock the shit out of you. Yeah, because
yeah. She's super kawaii.
She even did the smile like whatever at the end. Even she was tired as fuck. Oh, but the one that I'm having a dilemma with because
we were supposed to start talking about Raw, right?
Yeah. Fuck that.
You remember that, right?
Yeah. Women first, dude. 2017. I didn't want to like her because I was like, I think she's just getting handed to it because she's a four horsewoman. I was like, she's kind of bitch. She's gonna be like rough in the ring. She's gonna be stiff, dude. Shayna Baszler's legit.
Yeah, she's good.
She's legit for what she is.
Yeah,
like that's not crown her fucking the next Hall of Fame or anything like that.
Right,
but she's
because WWE's already doing that for us.
Yeah, because she's going in the right direction, and they are pushing her to the moon. They're gonna do it because they want that four horsewoman thing.
All right. I want to welcome a few people in the live chat.
What up?
Jesse Garcia. Dude, I've never seen you in the live chat before. Thank you for joining us tonight. Yay,
what up, Jesse?
He says this. It's going to come to a point where the women's division, they're going to need their own show.
Fuck.
Maybe. I mean, if you keep as many girls as I think they could keep from the fucking Mae Young Classic, you're shaking your head.
I'm shaking my head too, but I'm cringing because that sounds like a good idea. But so did the Cruiserweight.
So did 205 Live.
And they fucking dropped the ball with that.
Yeah.
Keep them on Raw. Keep them on SmackDown. Just bolster them.
Now, Robert, what's up? We've seen Robert all the time. He's been commenting on our Facebook page.
He's always meddling.
He's always meddling in our business. The pun there. Ding. Dingy's way over there. I don't like it when Dingy's way over there. Anyway, he says this. Piper Nevin versus Tony Storm is my match of the week candidate! !
That was a good match.
Robert, I am agreeing with you. That was my favorite match.
That was a good match.
For me, oh, man, I changed my mind on both of those chicks during that match. Because at first I was like, okay.
That's a lot of head shaking.
You're going to.
I'm still shaking my head over the fucking idea. So we're all masochistic, right? We don't like to learn from our own lessons, from our own mistakes.
Yeah.
You're going to end a taping of Raw with women.
Just like we're
ending SmackDown with like the half pints, right? Like. WWE. Oh yeah, so they're gonna try the thing that they were supposed to do with the UK division, right? Oh, how'd that work out? Wait, what? Yeah, they're 0 for 2 right now as far as trying to do something new.
Yeah.
But they could do it on a different night, have separate airings or whatever, tapings,
no.
whatever.
No, my okay. biggest gripe right now with the Mae Young Classic is that this was taped 2.5 months ago. There's no need for us to get 4 fucking episodes a day. They could have easily spaced this out like the Cruiserweight Classic so everybody could have gotten attention, so that everybody could have been focused, not like burn out through everything after a week and be like, oh, who are all these women again?
Dude, Tessa. I want her. I want more Tessa.
Yeah, I want more Tessa too. Yeah, definitely.
Like, but because we rolled through them so fast, it's like I don't even know who Bianca Belair is. And
you come fucking heroin. You went into your women's orgasm right here about 5 minutes ago, and you completely glossed over the second round. Yeah. You went right to the quarterfinals.
Exactly.
So that's already telling that you have 3 different rounds of a tournament on one day between 4 episodes, and he already forgot the first half. So I hate this idea that all of a sudden WWE Network wants to be like Netflix and let's binge everything in a fucking day because apparently wrestling fans don't have lives. It says
binge watch on the
No. Dude, I'm going to start off with one that I had fucking doubts from the very beginning. From NXT, I had my doubts.
Okay.
And I came completely 180 on Bianca Belair.
Yes.
Yes, dude, me too.
Because there's a difference between being doing easy heat. Dude, Bianca, when she was whipping, when she was whipping on Kairi Sane, she was getting legitimate boos.
She
wasn't getting that respect out of it. Like all the other women were, even those that were bad, because oh my god, these people know how to fight. Dude, I mentioned this last week. At least 3/4 of these girls, as much as I like them, they're basic in the ring.
Yeah.
So I'm
really.
They're fucking some basic, dude. The ROW chick got jobbed out for a cup of coffee. Yeah. No, that's basic. That's a waste of a spot.
Yeah.
So there needs to be something that WWE hasn't done in a long time, and that's characters. That's charisma. Mm-hmm. That's an overall package. Show me somebody in a wrestling ring that's ever whooped somebody with their hair.
That's never happened.
Yeah. That's a fucking Mortal Kombat character right there that needs to be at least on NXT on a permanent basis.
What did JR say? How do you
legislate that?
How do you legislate that? You don't. Exactly.
Yeah, it's illegal. Yeah.
It's not a foreign object.
Yeah.
It's part of you.
Yeah.
So good, the
fact that she was able to draw legitimate heat and she was getting booed. Really? Like, fucking good. Booed.
That match in general was match of the week candidate.
Half of my match of the week candidates are from this.
Yeah, same.
Of that is because I had to kill some time.
Yeah.
I had to kill programming so that I could watch all of this because this is obviously more important.
Mm-hmm.
So Raw and SmackDown 205, NXT, Ring of Honor, Global, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So most of this is from the women.
They took center stage this week.
Oh, yeah. Just like they did last week.
Yeah.
Tony Storm defeating Lacey Evans in the second round.
Really good.
That was a good match. That finisher was fucking bam, bam.
I like the way how she got into it. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like, oh, flip, get you on my back. It was like this, and then that match made
both of them look good.
Yeah. It did.
That's going to be – they're both going to come up. I really hope they don't let Toni Storm go.
I hope so, too.
I hope they hold on to her.
She's so good.
I wanted her to win the thing. By the time it was said and done, when she lost, I was like, damn. But I get it. That was my runner-up match.
Before we go any further, I think realistically – Raw and SmackDown each need about 5 good women that have experience,
especially
that have fundamentals.
Especially Raw because they're chasing their tails. They're going in circles, especially with this 4-way of just like, oh, who else is on the roster?
Okay, hold on. Pick 5 to pull out of the main Classic.
Right off the top.
Pick dude, 5.
Jazzy Gabbert. It would have to be me personally. I love Rachel E.
Okay.
Rachel Ellering. That's number 2. Tessa Blanchard, number 3. Yes. Kairi Sane, number 4. That fifth one's going to be a nail biter. You know why I don't want to say Baszler is because she doesn't need the popularity.
Yeah.
You know the Cruiserweight Classic? We were like, oh my God, it's going to be fucking Zack Sabre Jr. and fucking Kota Ibushi in the finals. Nah, they didn't need it. So when we wound up getting Grand Metalik against TJP, I was like, I'm expecting Kairi to win the whole thing.
Yeah, same.
You know, Baszler doesn't she's been put over too well.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't need the tournament. Besides, she's already – dude, I'm putting money
down. She don't need this.
Survivor Series, 4-on-4.
4-on-4,
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
And so what would your fifth pick be then?
You got to pick.
Oh, got you. Piper Niven.
Thank you.
What about you?
I was definitely going to go with Piper. So Piper, Tony, Bianca Belair, Tessa, and Ellering.
Okay. That's those are solid picks. Okay.
I wish Kyrie Sane in there.
Yeah.
Damn,
yeah.
I don't.
For me, Tony so Storm.
Yes,
number one pick.
Tony Storm.
Number one pick. She has it all. She has it all.
Except about 6 inches.
That's
no,
fine. That's
she all, was taller than most of the other girls in the tournament.
What's it called? Tony Storm, Dakota Kai for selfish reasons. Bianca Belair, Tessa Blanchard, and Kyrie Sane.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to put more in there, but you said five. So
let's make it five. Yeah.
I have a huge man crush on Rhea Ripley. The 20-year-old. That's 5'7", 5'8".
She's athletic.
You mean Noelle Foley?
She looks like her.
That's who I thought it was.
Yeah.
Her. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Too bad she got bounced. Yeah. And then Baszler choked out Mia Yim. That was the second round.
Dude, Gargano's girl. Candace. She showed fucking heart. And that spot where she fucking got that little jump and then bam, into the fucking choke.
Oh, yeah.
Was badass. And that started potential heat on Baszler. Because the whole Gargano thing and the kick.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's exactly what Robert Midland here is saying. He's saying Baszler also got legitimate heel heat for pulling a sexy star on Candace.
Oh, no, dude. Candace, Miss Gargano, I completely lost interest. And
really?
And that's the commentary's fault. That's production's fault.
Why?
I had this complaint last week. Whenever we watch a UFC pay-per-view and there's stars in the crowd, they don't just stop and go, hey, they just film them. They say who they are. Look who's enjoying the show. And they don't ask for any attention and they just leave them alone. Everything felt so fucking forced when it came to the guest crowd.
Yeah.
And so we got the first video of, I'm Johnny Gargano's fiance, but I want to make it on my own.
Yeah.
And then by the second round, JR's already calling him Mrs. Gargano. And oh my God, by the way, what comedic timing that Johnny Gargano is clapping like a fucking seal right there in ringside.
He looked very awkward every time they kept, then he just stopped.
Johnny, you're going to get beat up by a woman. Just shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
that took away from me my entire interest of I don't even know her name. I just know her as Mrs. Gargano because JR said it, and it fucking stuck. Mrs. Gargano's no. From the fucking first step. Apparently, they didn't watch this in last week's episode. From the first fucking match. Let's say it again. Somebody say this to JR. Princesa Suhi is not a luchador. Princesa Suhi is a luchadora.
Lita
has no timing on commentary.
No, no.
Just because she trained with one of the women for a while in like some like CrossFit and in a like garage somewhere.
They should have got somebody else.
I honestly wouldn't have minded if they had fucking
Renee?
Alundra Blaze.
Oh, Renee wasn't good in NXT.
Renee was all right on commentary.
Renee's grown into commentary now that she's doing the pre-show and post-show and talking smack. She's good to bounce off of as long as she doesn't provide like too much.
Well,
color.
That's analysis. That's not commentary.
Dude, the commentary towards the end, like Lita didn't even finish her sentences.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I'm
she
sorry.
She started a thought and she get interrupted by JR and then just abandoned the thought.
Yeah.
Squirrel.
She would overpronounce a lot of these words, a lot of the names.
Yeah.
And she kept insisting.
I heard her pronounce
Heidi.
She pronounced it three different ways.
So I was like, that's nitpicking though.
I don't want to nitpick over commentary because I know someday somebody's gonna be nitpicking my commentary.
It's not about nitpicking on commentary. If this is what WWE wants to offer us every year, unfortunately, and this goes back to my opinion of the women. This is why I have the opinion of the women. No disrespect to all you ladies out there. You started off with the Cruiserweight Classic up here with Mauro Ranallo and Daniel Bryan. Mm-hmm. And from the first round, we had 18 different kinds of fighting styles.
Yeah.
So this first round was very basic to me.
Yeah.
Commentary was falling a little bit off. I didn't see anybody other than Kyrie Sane and maybe two other women. Nobody went over the top rope. Nobody dove over the top rope. It was very protective.
Yeah.
So but what about that suicide dive into a tornado DDT that Candace did?
That was in the second round, no?
Second round.
Yeah, it was in the second round.
Round.
The spot was where Kyrie got the fucking face,
dude. The moveset started to go up a little bit, but dude, this is your first tournament. You need to get people's attention from jump. Just because Full Sail knows you, or just because you know of Tessa Blanchard from Lone Star, just because I know of freaking Rachel Ellery because of Wrestle Circus, or just because you know of Kairi Sane from YouPorn, that doesn't mean everyone knows everyone.
Yeah.
So you need to bust. You need to bust it out from jump, and they didn't.
Yeah, like I said, I was saying, my wife lost interest in the first round because of that. She's like, these are supposed to be like the best of the best. I'm like,
80% of it is Shimmer. Of course it has. What?
Yeah. I don't know.
What did you guys think about Mercedes Martinez? Because I feel like we're not talking about her.
I like her. I just, man, I hate to be that guy. I think she looks like she's past her prime.
I think you might be right.
What's a Mercedes Martinez?
Well, that's a good point. Yeah.
It didn't matter until the semifinals when, the teacher's fighting the student. Yes, yeah. You couldn't give me that in the beginning?
They should have brought that up from the get-go.
Yeah.
She's badass in the ring.
She was pretty good.
Again, presentation.
Yeah.
She looks like a creator wrestler.
One thing that she did that kind of pissed me off in the second round was that she kept having her arm worked over. And, like, she was – hurting. When the referee tried to grab her arm to she won, it went like, ah.
Yeah.
But then immediately after that ref spot, she was like doing that shit. And then she went like this. Yeah. And I was like, the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, like she did a bunch of shit.
Finn Balor.
Yeah. She did like a bunch of shit with her shoulder after she just, I can't lift it up.
I think it's just another little random take. I think some of these characteristics of these girls that they do and where they were nitpicking, I think scouts have seen this throughout the years, and that's why they're not on the WWE main roster. That's why they haven't been picked up. Maybe. Because they're like, see, this is your chance to change our mind. I get me too. So on some of these girls, the WWE were like, we were right about her.
Yeah. But like, that's why they're still just in the position that
they're in.
Okay.
But there's a lot of hope for these girls.
You already started with the quarterfinals with Baszler choking out Mrs. Gargano. How about and you already talked about Kairi Sane and Dakota Kai. How about Toni Storm against Piper Niven?
Dude, that was a good love Robert said it too. Yeah. Dude, that's a match of the weekend for me. I loved that fucking match.
Yeah.
That turned me around on both of them. Because both of them, I was like, all right, I kind of like them. And more on Piper. With Piper, I was like, man, I really want her to do well, but I know WWE's going to fuck her up. They're just going to give her this stupid fat girl gimmick. She's going to be, fucking
not Rebel. Like most girls.
She's going to be Rebel Wilson, and like, that's it. They're not going to take her serious. And then, holy shit, you need to take her serious. Yeah. And JR was actually taking her serious, mm-hmm. and Lita was actually taking her serious. And
that was the best of commentary, I think.
Because they were trying to be careful, I think, because they knew that they couldn't say something stupid. Oh, she's just fat. They couldn't say that.
Just following calls of kayfabe and all that. So just the comment section of anytime she's over there,
I thought she was fucking badass. I thought she did really well.
It helped that the first round, all that was taped in one night in front of one crowd. If you were to watch these four episodes, number one, you're a dumbass. Number two, the crowd was a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
They were a lot more rowdier. They were a lot more livelier. They were a lot more louder. They were a lot more receptive.
Yeah.
So it made it easier on everybody, including the commentary. The commentary wasn't as bad as it was on the first night.
Yeah.
Even though they still had its flaws.
I caught a couple times where they were clearly pumping in the let's go something, let's go. Like,
yeah, on purpose.
Like the people's mouths weren't even moving.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. But
between Tony. Oh, sorry. Tony, on the other hand, I was kind of like, all right, I'm not really sure how I feel. She's got the funny little top hat. I'll give her a chance, but I'm not sure. That's the
biggest thing I paid attention to.
Well,
that hip attack, that little grind with the hip attack.
All that stuff started turning me around because I knew she was hot. Yeah. I mean, but anybody can be hot.
Yeah.
You know, like you got to – I mean, look at fucking Eva Marie. Eva Marie is fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
But, like, dude, she's like, as a wrestler.
Yeah.
So, I mean, okay, you're hot. Okay, that's one check mark, but – dude, once that match with Piper came around where she was like selling and she tried to like pick her up and couldn't, mm-hmm. you know, but then dude, she found a way to pick her up.
Where they matched each other.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Dude. That was like, honestly.
They did the bridges shook each other's hands.
Confession, I'm guilty of it. I was half watching this match at first.
Okay.
I was like this, watching, And okay, that's kind of cool. It's my day off. I'm checking shit. Then I was like, when that happened, I was like, oh, hold on. And I rewind and yeah, I put my phone down. I watched the rest of the match like this. Like,
that exchange where Piper ended up on top of Tony, and then Tony popped her hips up. I was like, oh
yeah.
And JR and everybody in the arena was like, oh shit, we got a fight. And then the dueling ending, bridges with the shaking of the hands.
That
was
German awesome. Suplex from the, oh god,
from the top. So good. She found so a way good, to suplex yeah. her. She found a yeah, fucking way to and suplex
that
her.
Fucking that leg drop she does was fucking awesome. Of course, I'd be amiss to say that the best move of all of them is that fucking diving elbow drop. It's a thing of beauty.
That is
a thing I mark beauty. Out for that one. I don't it care.
Although
I didn't want her to beat Dakota Kai.
Hold on. The one she did on Bianca.
Oh.
Ooh, that was ugly. That was like a hip, not an elbow.
Yeah, that was like an elbow splash.
Yeah, but the one on Storm was perfect. Right on over back, dude. Yeah, the one on Kai was kind of good, but that first one on Tessa was the best.
Yeah.
That one was just bam.
Robert says, I'd hate to think Piper would wind up as a female Bull Dempsey. Exactly. That's what I thought they were going to do with her, too, just kind of make fun of her because she's fat or whatever. But no, they took it serious. So good job, WWE. What were you going to say?
Semifinals.
Yes.
All right.
I was that way that you were like half watching the match. I was half watching Kyrie Sane against Toni Storm.
Yeah.
Number one, because by then, again, I read the spoilers because this happened 4 months ago. I knew how it ended.
Yeah.
And number two, Abel's telling me about the whole flooding of the Oregon
shit. Yeah.
But Baszler choking out Martinez, that's where I finally started to give a damn about Martinez.
Oh.
When they did the story of teacher versus student.
Yeah.
And the only nitpick I have on that is, if Baszler was going to be a complete bitch, she should have been like that the entire tournament.
Yeah, she was
the
only sooner she wasn't that way.
Yeah, and even then, that should have brought it home that, you know what, I'm not the student no more. Yeah. I'm the teacher.
Yeah. You also, she wouldn't leave the ring. Her was like, get the fuck out. We're trying to celebrate with Baszler. She was like, get the fuck out of here. It was kind of awkward. She was that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude, but that suplex right into the choke.
Oh, God. That was beautiful.
Dude, all the different ways that she got into the Coquita clutch,
which,
let's face it,
it's
the Coquita clutch.
Yeah.
All the different ways that she got into it throughout the entire tournament, I wound up getting impressed.
Dude.
Because I also kind of had the same feeling you had where it's like, she's gonna go to the finals because they're WWE's just seeing dollar signs. Four Horsemen.
They teased it too much. Though.
I know
that's way the part that I hated about the whole production of this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, do we really need to pre-jack right now?
Yeah.
We're not even done yet. We're already pre-jacking. Like it didn't.
Yeah.
It just the longer this tournament went, the more it started to. The more it became. Of having to watch it because I have to do the show rather than the beginning. I was like, well, I'm flooded in. I have nothing to do. Oh, wait, four episodes? I'll give the first one a shot.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, let me give the second one a shot. Oh, my God, let me see the third one.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, the fourth one. You know, because I had the time. But now I was like, oh, come on, all right. This,
like, it seems too WWE contrived that she's going to be there.
Yeah.
But four matches through, I am convinced that – she is that good to be in the finals.
Yeah.
In match one, I wasn't there. Match two, I wasn't there.
I'm very interested in the finals.
Match three was a legitimate wrestling match. The first two were just little MMA shoots just to make her look good.
Mm-hmm.
But this one actually assuaged some of my doubts of her wrestling ability.
Yeah.
Taking bumps, getting the ropes, rolling around, taking the elbow. Oh, my God.
I mean,
those elbows she was taking from Mercedes,
fuck
dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. Those are fucking brutal.
I think basically what I'm trying to say is that it took a long time to get me – it was a long sell to get me there with her, but I'm there. So fuck it. I'm there.
Yeah. Like, it worked.
First round, I was like, oh yeah, Kyrie's probably going to win this all.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know. Piper, Tony, maybe, someone else, maybe Dakota, maybe whatever. And then it's like, oh no, Baszler.
Yeah.
But oh, Kyrie.
Yeah.
So like, I have so much fucking sympathy for Kyrie. And then what was the icing on the cake was the part you didn't see. Cause you missed the very end there when Kyrie was celebrating with everybody. Everybody's giving her hugs, fucking, Triple H with the roses and oh man, she was all smiles. They go up to the ramp.
I saw this already.
Oh,
I
you did see
part.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah, she goes to the ramp.
Here comes Baszler.
She tries to smile at Baszler.
Yeah.
And Baszler's like,
no,
fuck you. I'm going to do intimidation. And when intimidation was very ineffective, because then she started intimidating back, like she snapped out of it. That's it's like, fucking, oh, yeah. I can't celebrate yeah. anymore.
She made that face of like, she doesn't need to be a, she could be like, I'm gonna fucking kill you. Yeah. Like, she had that
like
face.
Like Psycho
of,
White Girl.
Yeah, she had that face of like, oh, oh, like, oh man. Yeah.
Like, I'm cute and adorable until I don't have to be cute and adorable. Yeah.
The line that sold me was when they finally, when the commentary was finally on scene, JR was like, the smallest dog in the fight against the biggest dog in the yard.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, better. Now you got me. Yeah. Now you got me.
Take your dog.
Yeah. Now where you lost me is that this Tuesday, 2 hours of SmackDown, 1 hour of 205 Live, and then we're doing this fucking tournament, this finals in Vegas.
No, I was hoping for no 205.
So, not.
Are you sure? That's confirmed?
No. Yeah, it's confirmed.
Fuck. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, okay, well, maybe they're going to. I was thinking, fuck, they might even do it during SmackDown, but no, they said it's going to be on the network. So I'm like, okay, cool. Then I was like, so maybe they just don't do 205 next week.
No, they going to do it.
No.
See?
No.
It's now live. You know how I feel.
Live? Oh, no, that's stupid. That's that. They're
it's live.
Yeah,
all of it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
All
they're
of
making
it.
A mistake because yeah, you're
man,
really
dude.
Out.
After 205, like after SmackDown, people already leave.
Yeah.
After 205, is everyone going to leave and the girls are going to wrestle in front of crickets? Dude, that'll suck.
That's not gonna. That's not smart for them to do.
That's not gonna be a good look.
That's not. I would. If I was them, I would put that shit on at 6.
Just put that shit. Just put that shit on SmackDown. Why
that's what I said. That's what I said.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see. We'll get to the match to beat it later. We'll get down to the whatever. But up until almost the very last second, my match of the week pick was gonna be Toni Storm versus Kairi Sane. That match.
That was a really good match.
It had. I thought it had everything.
I think you're making that face because I was distracting you when I was talking to you.
No, I saw enough about the corner of my eye that a lot of that looked slow. Some of those botches, that cross body, that poor girl ate all knees. Yeah. A lot of it. Yeah, I was.
Dude, that arm.
My
that
match
arm
of the
bar
week,
that she fucking put on. That arm bar saying, was I was like
nuts.
Made Texas Stars look like a fucking botched figure four. That shit was fucking brutal.
I'm either at the 5-way elimination at 205 Live or Toni Storm versus Piper Niven.
Okay.
Either one of those two are going to be my match of the week. But it sure as fuck ain't nothing from the semis.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Then let's get to the meat.
Well, we got one more thing.
Oh.
I posted the bracket today on the page to see if anybody else was
one more thing.
Watching anything. Pick your three favorites out of the bracket. Chad Varsity.
Ha!
That's a badass name.
Kairi Sane, Dakota Kai, and Toni Storm.
You had to pick three.
Yeah.
Three girls?
But he honorably mentioned Jazzy Gabbert, Tessa Blanchard, and Kavita Devi, the Indian chick trained from Great Khali.
You know what? You're right. Yeah.
She
Mrs. Maharaja.
Yeah. she played classic 80s big wrestler. Like she didn't leave her feet. She used her size to intimidate her opponent. It helped. She had a much smaller opponent. She looked pretty impressive. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing what potential will come out
her
of
her. Her and Dakota Kai worked very well together.
Yes. Yeah. So that, until next week, is it for the Mae Young Classic.
Whoa. Ta-da.
Jason Jordan versus John Cena.
Is that my pick?
That was my – no pun intended.
What?
That was my dark horse.
What, for worst match of the week?
No, for match of the week.
They failed to do what John Cena did with Kurt Angle.
What?
Yep.
What?
The crowd did not give a shit about Jason Jordan at the end of that match.
What?
No, the problem is they don't care. I agree. Yeah. The crowd don't give a shit about Jason Jordan.
No.
That's because Jason Jordan's in a shitty storyline.
Yes.
But
in the ring, he's good.
From bell to bell, Jason Jordan versus John Cena.
Yeah.
I was trying to ignore the bald spot that's starting to come out of John Cena's head.
I've been seeing that for a while.
But I can't talk shit about bald spots.
Of course, he's trying to comb it over. Regardless. That's like right behind the women in the elimination.
Yeah,
I was not expecting the show to open with that, and I was not disappointed.
I loved that double Northern Light suplex
Jason
Jordan pulled
sick.
Off.
Dude, Jordan just made Cena his like wrestling bitch. I was waiting him to paintbrush him a bit.
Yeah,
because no one's gone up to Cena like that.
Yeah,
you know. Since Kurt Angle with wrestling,
that's why I knew what they were trying to do, and I was. Trust me, I was rooting for it. I've been the biggest Jason Jordan fan out of all three of us so far. I want him to succeed so bad, and they're just not letting him.
I wasn't even thinking that.
Yeah, they're not letting him. I instantly knew. They showed it before the match. This is what happened 15 years ago today or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, by the end of this match, everyone's going to – he's going to have the respect. He's going to get the handshake. Mi madre. Fucking up. He was out of there. The crowd was booing him. It's done.
I wasn't even paying attention to that side of the coin. Yeah. I was looking at, damn, John Cena can still go.
Oh, fuck
he
yeah.
He made Jason Jordan look a whole lot better in the ring than he did before Jason Jordan got to that ring. If we're doing
power rankings right now, John Cena is my number one right now in WWE back. He fucking just – he in fact, him saying what he said to Roman Reigns last week proves it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm still wrong because you couldn't do your fucking job. None of nobody has supplanted him so far. And no one's even getting close right now.
Right.
So he's until further notice, he's the guy.
Well, I don't disagree with you, but I want to go back to Jordan more specifically on this because that's where I do disagree with you. And maybe it's because I wasn't paying enough attention to the crowd reaction. I was just paying attention to the match itself. Mm-hmm. I feel as though if we had WWE power rankings, I think Jordan climbed several spots with that match. Like, I think that was the best match I've seen Jordan in so far.
I think if this is New Japan Pro Wrestling, he would have climbed a bunch of spots.
Okay.
Well, you don't need storylines.
He'd be like Juice Robinson.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think because this is a WWE,
but with abs.
They flop on Jason Jordan officially as of this week.
Oh, no. No, not
this
officially.
This is going to give Jordan the title shot against The Miz at freaking No Mercy.
I hope so.
This is taking a step out of the grave, not a step into the grave with this match. At least I think. I don't know. Yeah, we can be wrong.
We'll agree to disagree.
Arnold's wrong. And I hope the majority
trust
vote.
Me, I hope I'm wrong. Nizzle. Roman Reigns and John Cena coming out. Another one where John Cena just fucking roasts him. Just makes him look stupid.
Roman tried to hold his own a little bit better than he did last week. He still got roasted.
Up. Yep.
Yeah.
And he was just, dude, I love John Cena right now. Like, I'm the 30-year-old Arnold loves John Cena. 24-year-old did not like John Cena. 16-year-old Arnold didn't like John Cena, so I was
maybe that means that 45-year-old Arnold will like Roman Reigns.
Circle of life. Jeff Hardy against The Miz for the IC title.
I mean, that was kind of random, unexpected. All right, let's give the Hardy something to do since top guys are out. But I don't care.
I saw what they were trying to do with it. I like that they're doing it with the Intercontinental Championship. They're trying to make it fucking prestige. They're trying to bring that shit up again. Like, it fucking matters. Like, because it's supposed to matter. It's the Balor said it himself in his promo. Man, the Intercontinental title will look great on me. You know, like, that's what he was fighting for. But, you know, they just don't know what the fuck they're doing with it. And Miz's promos about it have been fucking fire, which I hate that we weren't here to talk about it last week. Miz's promo last week talking so much shit. Fuck, goddamn, that was fire. Was it last week or the week before? One of the weeks where he was just like...
It was the week of the Hurricane.
Yeah,
did y'all talk about it?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Miz was just like telling you, laying into it, like, man, I'm supposed to fucking be the guy carrying the fucking torch, Intercontinental Champion, like this and that, and you got me fucking doing bullshit, you know? So they have him doing a good... The match was good. The match was all right, you know? It was, you know, I liked it. Matt Hardy got kicked out. No, except Maryse.
Yeah.
Maryse, you know, she wasn't... She was part of the equation eventually.
Never want to kick out Maryse.
No, never. Hey. random that Matt Hardy just started acting broken, like he was never not broken.
I'm not going to complain about that.
Yeah. I love you. They just snuck that in there.
Right? Wonderful.
I was like, oh, okay. Even Jeff was like, oh, we're doing that? Okay, cool. I thought we were fucking North Carolina boys.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell is going on with that. But Skull Crushing finale, protected finisher, it was over.
Yeah.
Good. Maybe, hopefully, that leads to No Mercy. Jules Jordan, that's a porn star. Jason Jordan versus
Orphan Balor.
Yeah,
you know the
please give
it isn't just else. It isn't just the Intercontinental title that's giving credibility. It's not just the Miz giving Intercontinental title credibility. It's everybody else. You mentioned Finn Balor's promo, dude. John Cena's like marshmallow on top of the roast of Roman was. I fucking hate The Miz, but he's got my respect because he's doing whatever it takes to make sure that the Intercontinental title gets defended. Yeah. I respect that.
How about The Miz getting shit on Raw and SmackDown? Because
right did the same thing.
Miz is like, what the fuck?
Miz is like low-key getting the most attention out of everybody, which I guess is good for The Miz.
Yeah. Coke me, bro.
Oh, so Finn and Bray. Talked a whole bunch of more shit.
No, I don't
you
care,
wanted man. To rant about it. That's why we're talking about it. So start ranting.
I want to rant that I don't give a shit. That I don't give a shit. And that sucks because I love Finn Balor. I want to love Bray Wyatt. I love both of these guys individually. And I thought whenever we were going to put them together, they were going to make magic. But you've already done this fucking, you know, this show with Bray. You've already done the show. It's over. Let it die.
No.
Do it. If you can't fucking make them have a good rivalry, Cesaro them, dude. Do something weird. Do something different.
Okay.
This whole shit is not cool. It's not good.
The worst part was the cop-out where, oh, you don't want to do demon versus demon. You want to do man versus man. Okay, that gives me an excuse to not put Pace Bane on it. No mercy. It's like, so why don't I want to watch Finn?
Yeah. And you have
the best Finn was at SummerSlam painted. The best match of Finn was already at SummerSlam painted with the whole building and the streets around Brooklyn and the boroughs and the subway surrounded by smoke.
Yeah.
So why the fuck do I want to watch this third match already? It's not even I guess it's a rubber match, but who the fuck cares? Do you care?
As long as it's not a House of Horrors match.
I'll tell you what I care more about. That one girl that's doing that Finn cosplay and doing a burlesque show dressed up as Finn. Holy shit.
I saw that video.
Oh, my God. Ooh.
There's a couple different girls that do, like, there's this girl, Asian V or something like that. She does a lot of Sasha stuff, and she crossed over into Finn stuff, and it was good.
Okay. Chicken NXT, that was from the clearance rack.
Oh, da-da-da-da, her, Leva Bates.
Yeah, Leva Bates. I think she cosplayed as Finn once already.
Oh, really?
On the indies, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
So that was fun. Speaking of the women.
Yes.
If we haven't already done that.
Yes.
Tag match.
Who is it? Who is tagging?
Alexa Bliss, Nia Jax.
Oh, that's
Alexa
right.
Bliss and Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax and Emma.
And if they win, there
is Nia Jax and Emma won, it was a four-way, and Nia Jax and Emma won. A good match. Finally heard Emma's new song. It's Dean Ambrose, the same song. I'm like, that's a fucking Dean Ambrose song.
No, it's not, dude. Whatever it is, it fucking sucks.
Yeah, you know what
it is? Apparently last week's song had lyrics, and it was even suckier.
Let's dive back a little bit. Random news. You know what happened? No. CFOs are gone.
CFOs
are gone from the WWE.
They're no longer
making music for the WWE.
That's
why we've gotten Baron Corbin and Emma's new theme songs, and they're fucking terrible.
Corbin's riffage is good.
The riffage is good, but the song is
it goes nowhere.
Yeah, it goes nowhere, which is weird because that's what Jim Johnson is known for. Not the hooks, but like the buildup in the song. He knows how to write a song. You know what I mean? Like, he knows how to write songs that keep going and going and going. The one bad thing about the CFOs, by the time they make their way to the ring, the song starts over because that's what they did. They're good for the hooks. They know what's in right now. They're young. They know people want to hear, but they don't. They have fucking ADD. They just start the song over again. That's it. Jim Johnson could make a fucking entrance. Yeah, The Undertaker, The Rock. So everybody, fucking, he had songs that it'll make it work to where you can fucking be out there just hanging out. Dude, I used to chill and jam WWE The Music, Volume 3.
Did Jim Johnson make Hogan's music?
No, he got that song. That song, he might have written it, but it was definitely not for Hogan. He took it from somebody and gave it to Hogan.
My favorite theme songs have been the ones where, like, there was a point in the 2000s where bands were doing songs. Yeah. Like that were legit songs with lyrics. That was like 8 bars and then a chorus and then 8 different bars and a chorus and then a bridge and then the chorus.
Yeah, we had the whole Reckless and 10 album.
Yeah.
Eventually became songs.
So, like, freaking Riff Theory or RKO, Orton song.
Alter Bridge, Edge.
Fuck. Oh, yeah, but they pulled that from an album. They didn't make it for Edge. They just somebody remixed it. Oh. They put the drums
Kane,
in the beginning.
When Kane, Finger 11?
Yeah, Finger 11. Motorhead. Our Lady Peace.
Yeah.
Dude, we need more POD, bands.
POD fucking Rey Mysterio.
We need more bands to go come back and make full songs that you can hear instead of like 45 seconds, and then we repeat that 45 seconds 6 times.
Because these songs, don't get me wrong, these songs fucking, the CFOs, they know how to write the fucking badass hooks.
Need the rest.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Nakamura's theme is awesome until you hear it 18 times and you realize, oh shit, that's one track.
It's just over and over.
There's
and over.
A reason
one
why,
track.
Yeah. That's why there's a reason why everyone knows. Oh,
yeah. That's the only part.
The only good song they did was Sasha Banks's because it had lyrics, and even then it was somebody.
Oh, those lyrics repeat after a while.
Yeah.
Well, it's only bars, then chorus, bars, chorus, and the song's over.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Real American was originally written for Barry Windham and Mike Rotundo.
Yeah.
And it was
American Express.
Yeah, it was written by Rick Derringer and Jimmy Hart. What?
Yep.
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Not this old Jimmy Hart. Okay, that was Robert. Thank you, Robert.
Thanks, Rob.
Hector.
Hector
is in. He says the power of love shreds.
Oh, fuck yeah.
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 Right.
I guarantee
we'll be there for
I guarantee
long.
You that's not a CFO song.
That's probably not.
That's probably James Johnson's on.
Ascension.
What up?
Welcome, buddy. He says a Buried Alive match would save the feud for Finn versus Bray.
Yeah, that would be cool. But, I mean, I think the next Buried Alive match needs to be for John Cena. and his run with being buried. That would be, perfect fucking, like, poetic justice right there.
I'm going to take it somewhere different. How did Finn get in the face paint for SummerSlam? What did Bray do? You remember?
Blood on him.
Yes.
Yeah, first blood match.
Sting versus Vampiro. First blood match. Give it to me. Bray versus
PG,
Finn.
PG, bro.
PG, bro.
No. Make it work. There's no intentional blading.
Doesn't have to be intentional blading. You remember the match on Raw? You know how Sting lost to Vampiro? He dumped the ring, the blood from the ring, and splattered the whole thing. Dude, you could get around that.
Or be creative. Or you could do Brock versus Orton.
Oh, God.
Brock versus fill in the blank.
Bah. You're going to bleed, bitch.
I know how to make it work. It's cool.
Or so Hideo and Tommy versus blank.
Versus anybody. Lorcan versus anybody. He just fucking bleeds.
Ric Flair versus Augusta Wind.
Dusty Rhodes against the Augusta Wind.
You have Ric Flair out there and Hurricane Harvey, you know, man.
There's Houston Strong, and then there's Ric Flair Strong.
Woo!
What's Strowman next? Versus Big Show in a cage.
Man, that match I thought was going to suck.
Me too.
I was impressed by their first match, but you can't catch lightning in the bottle twice. And 5, 6, 7 minutes into the match, I was right. I was like, yeah.
You're wrong.
These camera angles kind of suck and whatever.
You're wrong right from the bat.
Let him finish.
Hold on. Because you said lightning in the bottle twice, mm-hmm. right? You're wrong. Because they tried to make us forget that after that match, that Big Show and Strowman, where they broke the ring, they had a rematch already. And because they've said it 155 times and a half, oh, by the way, we reinforced the ring. This was not the second time the match happened. So it took me half the match to get into it.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to change history like fucking Donald Trump and shit.
Yeah.
It didn't fly for me.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah, no. Yeah, because whenever they did the Superflex, you can hear the crowd groan like, aww.
It didn't break.
Yeah. I was like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And it's funny because I was like, what are they going to do? Make the cage break? They made the fucking cage break.
Yeah. All the sides start falling in on them.
Which, that happened with Big Show versus Lashley?
Oh, my God. Hold on. Dude, I just thought of something. That's Big Show was like, let's say he low-key retires after this match. Think about the first time we ever saw the Big Show in the WWF.
Oh, God. That was
He broke Austin through the cage.
He broke through the fourth wall. Yeah. He threw fucking Stone Cold through the cage, through that side of the fucking cage. That would be perfect if he went out that way.
Well, he needs a hip surgery.
Trying to go to pass your old man. That's exactly what he said.
Okay. Like,
fucking, that would be badass. If
I mean, was that
only nerds, like,
is it rumors that's his last
surgery.
Match?
Yes.
But is this his last match?
I don't know.
I haven't heard any rumors.
You were thinking Big Show versus JBL, where Big Show chokeslams JBL through the ring. So all Big Show had to do was climb the cage, but JBL had crawled out from underneath.
No, that's not what I was thinking about. I was thinking about where somebody got thrown into the side of a cage and the cage went ba-doom.
Oh, that's happened like 4 or 5 times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how
Taker Shane McMahon.
I thought it was Lashley and Big Show. Wasn't it?
Maybe. ECW? It might have been ECW.
Maybe, I don't know.
But anyway, it was a good match. We saw the Big Show do a fucking elbow drop from the top rope.
Yeah, that was cool.
How is that not the highlight of the fucking movie?
I mean, he's no Kyrie Sane.
He did it better than Kyrie Sane.
He picked the wrong week
to drop that elbow.
WWE picked the wrong week to air that fucking
there
episode.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Solid match. Sick match. Candidate for match of the week. There's already so many badass women's match.
That match went maybe 3 or 4 minutes too long.
Yeah, definitely.
Think so?
Yeah.
10:15 and Raw's not over.
Yeah, they could have shortened the beginning of it. That would have been better for me.
Okay.
Raw was decent.
I still enjoyed the match, and I enjoy the fuck out of Braun Strowman. And man, that's so. I don't think I've ever liked a big guy as much as I like Braun Strowman right now.
Same.
You know.
Same. Unless you want to call him that a big guy.
Who?
Ahmed Johnson.
Oh, shut up. You're Ahmed Johnson fetish.
I love Ahmed Johnson. Underrated. Let's SmackDown, or was that in the wrong?
So we're supposed to get Carmella against Natty to start off SmackDown, but we had an unexpected visitor.
Oh, yeah. fun segment.
Tell him, Giggles.
I don't know. I mean, she was out there trying to, and then she got interrupted, and then she came back. Like, oh,
you won't fucking tell me what to do.
You're going to interrupt me, but as soon as you leave, I'll go talk again.
Yeah, I got mind control of Kevin Owens. He'd be like, shut the fuck up. I'll be quiet. When he leaves, I'll be coming right again. He's talking again.
That's what she did. She went back in the ring, had a match, got her ass whooped, and then, hey, she broke up with Ellsworth.
But didn't kiss him.
But later. And slapped him.
Later.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
The whole Ellsworth, he slid her the thing. She's like, no, dumbass, not right now. And it was like, and she got rolled up for the fucking win.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That match was a little, you know, I expected. I know exactly what happened with that match.
Uh-oh.
I know exactly what happened with that match.
Hold on. Hector, I'm sorry. Big Show's elbow drop looked like a dishwasher falling off the back of a truck.
Of course, they know what that looks like. That happens to them every other week.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I know exactly what happened with me in this match. It was an all right match. Roll up, whatever. I hate when women's matches end with roll ups.
Right.
You know
even if they're fruity?
You know what ruined? Okay, even if that match would have ended with a sharpshooter. You know what ruined that match?
What?
The Mae Young Classic. Because ain't no fucking way those fucking matches are going to be, you know, like in the same fucking hemisphere, dude. It was like, I was like, okay, cool. I was expecting a Mae Young Classic match.
Who cares about the title right now? I want the Four Horsewomen against the Four Horsewomen. Fuck the brands.
That brings me back. I hate to go all the way back to Mae Young Classic stuff, but I'm about to. Abby Laith. Oh, my God. Dude.
She's pretty.
Dude, you know what? I'm gonna kick out one of those five that I said and throw her in there. I like the reason what triggered me to remember this is that you were talking about a roll up and you don't want to see roll ups. Oh,
roll ups, love handles, Abby Laith.
Abby Laith was doing that alligator clutch, which is not
May Young's old school finish.
Yeah, it's not really a roll up, but still it's a pinning combination just to win a match with a pin. I kind of dug it. It was kind of old school. It was old school. She worked it.
Mae Young passed it down to her trainers, and her trainers passed it down to Abby.
Yeah.
So that's how she – and I like that in the first round they put that over.
Which
– fart in church after that.
There's you some character.
Yeah.
There you go. But, man, I really
– No, because then we'll get the storyline 6 years later that she's like the great-great-granddaughter of Mae Young. So everybody has to give a shit about her because, you know, Maury.
Yeah.
But – there's each character. Okay. There's just a character.
Yeah.
But man, I really want I want her to stick around too. God damn it.
She's already an NXT superstar.
Butt cape.
Yeah. Sick ass random song.
No capes.
Her song doesn't match her, but it's a sick ass song. Her entrance song. Yeah.
Well, I think they try to slow it down to make it more melodic because of the ballerina shit.
Yeah. They were all generic butt rock songs.
Most of them.
Tony Storm is badass.
Yeah.
Fucking sound like Livewire from Motley Crue and shit. Yeah. Sick. Okay, let's go back.
Sorry. Thumbs up or thumbs down for the potential Kevin Owens versus Shane McMahon inside Hell in a Cell?
I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see Shane wrestling anymore. Yeah. I don't want to see it.
You said that last year, and we still got Shane Undertaker. You said that this year, and we got Shane AJ. So say it again so we can get this at the
I don't want to see Shane anymore.
Match of the year candidate, Kevin Owens versus Shane McMahon, Survivor Series. But let's talk about how fire Kevin Owens is. That motherfucker, oh, man. He just straight took him to the fucking woodshed. He's like, you didn't get enough of your daddy's attention? Look, daddy, I have to jump off things. Notice me, senpai.
Okay, he took offense once he brought up his kids. But, dude, he was fucking raking you over the coals with the –
kids was the least of the thing.
Like, dude, everything else he was saying was just as, if not more offensive.
I loved – first of all, I love the kid thing because whatever, my dad, so I'm marked off for that stuff. Because D-Bry said that last time.
Yeah.
Don't ever fucking bring up my kid.
I'm
going to fuck – I'll quit. I'll get fired.
Yeah.
Chairman about the things – and he did it because you know Kevin Owens going to do it again. And he fucking – he's like – it's like, don't touch that. Kevin Owens like –
I have
a 2-year-old. That's how it works. No. That's exactly what he did. That's exactly what he did, dude. Oh my God. And then Shane, the fucking little T-Rex arm punch.
Yeah.
God, I hate those. Yeah. I get it. They're trying to make him look like he's tough. And
he watched bad Brock Lesnar UFC matches. Yeah. Those are like the best hammer fists he has. They're like, blah, 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 blah.
But he beat the shit out of him, dude. Like, Kevin Owens sold the fuck out of that.
The best fucking part about all that was Daniel Bryan's disappointed dad face.
I rewinded it for the same thing he said. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
I'm disappointed in you, son.
He's getting those faces ready. Oh, my God.
Daniel O'Brien's such good at acting.
Dude, hey, hey. Fuck, man. Just pause this. For all the rumors that we've been hearing, dude, he's in fucking badass shape, dude. D-Brian?
D-Brian?
He's in fucking great shape. Yeah. He's going to wrestle Cody
he
Rhodes.
He don't look like a
he's
parent.
He's going to wrestle Cody Rhodes next year.
He doesn't look like a parent.
No. No, that dad
he's bod. Lost all his he's lost all bod, his baby weight.
The dad bod is instant, dude. Kids, I'm already over.
I don't have any kids. I still got this.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's
Daniel Bryan versus Cody Rhodes, huh?
Yeah, Daniel Bryan versus Cody Rhodes.
For the Ring of Honor title?
Ring of Honor title.
You mean for the Ring of Honor ring?
Yes.
It's going to be the American Nightmare versus American Dan Bandana.
Dan Bandana. Oh, God damn it. That was so good.
Danny Bandana in the USA.
The only down about SmackDown this week is there was no fashion files.
We haven't had any. We haven't had any. I think since
we had some last week. Yeah, that was that one there.
I remember watching it during the hurricane.
Yeah,
yeah.
They came back, but it wasn't that good. It was the first time I said, "Hey, that wasn't that good."
Hmm.
I think might have jumped the ship shark.
How about Ziggler's cosplaying?
I can see where that was a good idea on paper. I can see where he was like, "Hey guys, this is what I'm gonna do. This is what we're gonna do. I'm gonna fucking come out like this, and like that, and like that." And then it just didn't. I know what he's doing. He's saying, "Look, I'm the ring. Nobody's better than me because I don't have a fucking gimmick." And he used the word gimmick.
Yeah.
And because I don't have a fucking gimmick, y'all don't give a shit about me. Because then he come out with the pink nautical star fucking Titan drawn. It's whack. So I was like, whatever. He says the same damn songs in 2011. You know, I mean, nothing's different, but he didn't get repackaged. In fact, that's the first thing I said whenever he came out. He was like, I was like, same song, same Titantron, same tights. What's different about him now?
Nothing. Yeah, nothing.
There was nothing different about him, which he did the John Cena thing, which The Miz already did. He did, what did he do?
Naomi.
He did Macho Man, which wasn't funny. And then he did Naomi, which was funny.
Yeah.
You see, if they just let him be. Let him be a character on his own.
You know what? I'm going to disagree with you again tonight, Arnold.
Okay.
I kind of liked it. I get what he was doing. I get that he's mocking everybody else.
I totally got it.
I can't wait until he pisses off the wrong person, and that wrong person is like, you know what? Fuck you,
who
man.
Who is it? I already know who it is.
Naomi.
No.
Naomi's going to call him out. They're going to have an intergender match. I don't know.
I have a guess.
I don't know. Who? Who?
Who's the most over gimmick right now in WWE?
Fast Files.
No.
I don't know.
Glorious! Dolph Ziggler against Bobby Roode. Remember, Bobby Roode's a face right now in SmackDown. And he's making fans, and Ziggler's making fun of gimmicks, which Bobby Roode has a fucking gimmick right up the ass.
Hey, am I tripping, or has Bobby Roode always done the this?
Yeah.
I've never noticed it until
ever since he was on his own. When he was with Beer Money, he didn't do that. Once he was on
when
his
he was
solo
in Fortune
run,
with Flair,
yeah,
he did that.
That's what
I
was doing.
Even on NXT, I never noticed it that bad until recently.
Is he imitating Flair or imitating Jarrett?
Good job.
Hector says he should have came out as Shawn Michaels or Billy Gunn. Oh, wait.
Oh, no, he should have came out as Colonel Sanders.
No, dude, he's gonna come out to fucking No Chance in Hell next week when Vince McMahon's gonna be there.
Yeah,
oh, that'll be bad. That'll be perfect if they're going this route. But you know what route they're going? Damian Sandow, whenever he would come out as a fucking spaceman and Hulk Hogan and like all that's it's stupid. It's I don't know.
He needs to just do this one time, not because it was bad, but because you can't continuously do that. Because the whole point of this is you're making fun of gimmicks. You can't turn your gimmick into making fun of gimmicks and it still be ironic.
Yeah.
It's not going to be
ironic. Unless you're a face and you're poking fun at it. Remember Daniels and Kazarian when they were the tag champs? Right. Every week they came out as somebody and we fucking loved it every week.
That's not what he's trying to do here.
You're right.
He's trying to be like, why the fuck did you like me? You want me to be like this idiot? Yeah. Like this clown? Okay, I'll be your clown.
Yeah.
Like he's trying to prove a point. So it's a little bit different.
The part that falls flat on me, the first words out of his mouth is, oh, because nobody can beat me in the ring. The last thing I saw of Ziggler was him getting the fuck beat out of him by Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah.
So you can't give me that. No. Speaking of which, Nakamura against Orton.
What? Oh, sorry. What Ziggler should be doing is just taking out jobbers left and right, mm-hmm. taking out jobbers while still making fun of everybody else on the roster. That's what you should be doing. Sorry, Cigar Nakamura. I mean
Nakamura.
Orton.
Match of the week.
Nice.
My match of the week.
Nice.
Okay.
That was a contender, dude.
By the end of that match, I clapped. I was like,
really?
Yeah.
Because the counter of the RKO into the armbar.
That was beautiful. Arm bar was fucking
that was
beautiful.
Like the second counter that he did. He countered the RKO.
He countered twice. Yeah. Dude, when he did that armbar and the fans were like this, just like you, you could see them in the front row. I'm like, got me. Dude. Got me.
What did we say? When I told because I was saying this, I watched this with my wife last night. I was like, it just, man. Because she's like, I want to watch him live. I want to see that entrance. I'm like, she's like, but I actually want to watch him wrestle. Because every time she's trying to watch it with me, Baron Corbin beats him up or like something stupid where he doesn't wrestle or, or some shit happens or whatever.
It worked. That was part of the point.
Well, I was like, okay, I get it. He's like, yeah, I was like, but I was like, man, they're having a hard time finding a right wrestler for him.
Yeah.
Ziggler didn't do it. Baron didn't do it. Mahal didn't do it.
Cena barely, but it's not all there.
Yeah, and he almost broke Cena's fucking neck.
Yeah,
and so I was like, "Yeah, but I don't know." And I was like, "I don't think they're gonna the styles are gonna clash." No, I was like, "Randy Orton has this slow, methodical, boring ass way of wrestling, and this guy has like bam, 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 Japanese fucking strong style. I don't think it's gonna work. I'm interested, but not really, you know, because I don't like Randy Orton. I'm telling you, it's like,
you have fast watched this match like the other one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so I was like, man, I guess, but no, dude, within 2 minutes, I was like." Hey, what's going on? Hey, oh, all right. Oh, hey, what the fuck? And the fact that my wife hates when it happens when I say something and then the commentators say it, I was like, oh, Randy Orton, the slow, methodical, like, I just fucking said that. I was like, I was like, She's like, man, this match is fucking good. And by the time it was over, I was like, we found his muse. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe that's more than anything, that's the showing the producers that produce these matches. Okay, that's how we book him. That's how we. That's how.
This is our Royal Rumble feud right here. Nakamura versus.
We're not even mad. All this leads to Nakamura versus Jinder.
We're gonna get Nakamura versus Jinder, and then we're gonna get Nakamura versus Orton up until Royal Rumble, and then we're gonna get Nakamura versus AJ Styles at WrestleMania. That's the blueprint. That's it.
I hope so.
Maybe a dash of Corbin just to like further put him back in his place.
Or somebody else on the roster, just anybody else.
I like how they semi-unburied Corbin this week. I made him fucking making him beat the shit out of Ty. His stock's coming up a little bit because he's good in the ring. Last week
he's always been good in the ring. I don't know why they took him this long to put him on TV.
Yeah, he's been losing, but. I think in the last couple of weeks of losses,
his losses has been doing the exact opposite of Sami Zayn's losses.
Yes,
because it went. You struck the fucking the loss from the record book. And you may have losing less than a minute again the next week.
Yeah, that's stupid.
But I still love. I love Aiden English, dude. I didn't like it. I was like, it's stupid. Like I was genuinely annoyed by his gimmick. I was like, okay, it's stupid. I get what they're trying to do, but it's not working. Nah, man.
What if Ziggler starts doing his thing where he goes out and starts singing?
Dude, whenever he's like, the mice, he was so tanked, talking into the mic. No. Oh, goddamn. Yeah. That's good. I hope they do something different with Sammy because nothing's working.
Yeah.
Nothing's working and he's fading fast.
That's it.
That's it.
That's everything.
The Usos New Day are going to be in a Vegas, the Sin City Street Fight. Hey, next week, SmackDown's always like a fucking pay-per-view, dude.
You know why, right?
Vegas.
This is in Vegas.
No.
Vegas, baby.
No.
Oh, because No Mercy is a Raw-only pay-per-view.
SmackDown's next pay-per-view is not until the middle of October. So no pay-per-view in September, which means Vegas. Wait. Oh, hey, by the way, let's kind of make Vegas a big deal.
Okay. So No Mercy is in September this year?
Mm-hmm.
I thought October was more of a No Mercy thing. Okay, October's not in the
back
South.
In the day.
Yeah.
The No Mercy that was here with Guerrero Batista was in October.
That was in October.
The first week of October. Okay. So, No Mercy is in September. October, it's Hell in a Cell for SmackDown. Then I forget what it was for Raw. I think it's Clash of Champions. And then Survivor Series in November. Yeah. And then I don't know what
Deadly Game.
Yeah.
Cool.
Theory of a Dead Man with Deadly Game. See? Need songs.
There you go.
Yeah. What's happening this weekend, man?
This weekend is DCW, another taping for Thunderstruck. So, dude, this whole week that, you know, Hurricane stuff's been going down, Over at the DZW HQ, they've had like supplies and food and clothes and cleaning supplies and all kinds of crap over there. Because them are also with the KE Elks Lodge and Busting for Autism, they all kind of circled together and had all this stuff at the HQ, which thankfully the DCW HQ is A-okay. You know, it wasn't underwater or anything like that. But yeah, this weekend we're gonna start. Boom, back to normal. They've already started, you know, back with the training because it's also a training facility as well. You go learn to wrestle there if you like.
Oh.
But yeah, things are starting to get back to normal. This is going to be the first event since the hurricane. So hopefully we get a lot of people go out there. You know, it is in Katy. There's still parts of Katy that are underwater. But
yeah. Nice reservoir.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. That was that ravaged that side of town. But man, if you're tired and you're out there, come on out. Or hey, you just want to come support a good company that actually did a lot of good for, you know, their area. Katy. Yeah. But it's a greater Houston area. Come out there and support these guys because, man, they're just good guys. Like, I'm not saying that because I'm a part of the organization. Far from it. I didn't even do anything because I had my own stuff going on. So I haven't even been over there yet. So, but it's really cool that I'm part of their thing. And these are all, like, stand-up guys. That's kind of hard to find in the wrestling world because, like, it's
always. You hate sit-down guys, right?
Yeah. Like in the wrestling world, it's always like these seedy kind of like, oh, this fucking guy, I don't want to talk to him. And
whole bunch of sexy, you know, stars.
Yeah. But like here, man, they actually, you know, they got their shit together. So yeah, come out and please help support us. And, you know, hey, it's a TV taping. So yeah, so come on out. It's going to be.
Down.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be at the HQ, which is 1812 Avenue D. It is, you can find it on Facebook, DZW Wrestling. But yeah, it starts at 7 Saturday night. Seven. So
seven.
We're going to have our first women's match.
Oh, so, nice. So who are you fighting? If you're in the South. Is it this weekend?
No.
ROW or is it next weekend?
ROW got postponed. It's not this weekend. They're making it next weekend. And
free.
It's going to be free.
North. Free.
Free. They made it a free North event.
Everybody. Hey, also, you have a special guest this week.
Don't who? You? Who does?
Snitsky, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Snitsky's coming to DC.
Leave your babies at home.
Yeah, yeah. At home. Remember, it's not his fault.
Right.
No matter what happens.
Snitsky's going to be wrestling the champ, Silky Baines. Down at DCW, so that's going to be a pretty hard hand matchup. Like I said, first ever women's match. We're going to have a Paige Turner, which I've heard her name. I've heard her name a lot in the Texas indie scene. I'm really excited to see her.
Is her husband gonna... Albert the Boss going to be there?
Bert the Boss.
Shut up. So yeah,
King Pinche.
That's this weekend. ROW got pushed till next weekend, and it's free. Also this weekend here in Houston, Doomsday Wrestling, they're putting on a show as well. All their proceeds are going to go to relief efforts for Houston and awesome. Hurricane Harvey and all that too. So there's plenty of wrestling to go see in the next couple of weekends.
If you're sick of Houston, you can get out. Wrestle Circus is also happening this Saturday. Pretty good chance I'm going to be there. They're opening a brand new building, nice. Texas versus the World.
In San Antonio?
Austin,
Massachusetts.
Blanchard's going to be there.
I'm already on my way.
And the main event for the title is going to be Brian Cage against Ethan Carter III.
Oh.
Yeah.
Trouble.
And then next week, VIP Pro Wrestling is going to have a show in Arlington. And apparently, before Wrestle Circus, you wanted PWG, you wanted Ring of Honor, VIP Pro is the place to go. And their main event is a tag match between Homicide and Loki teaming up against Shane Taylor and Keith Lee.
Oh, shit, the Pretty Boy Killers. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. That sounds like that would be a badass match. Where is that at?
Arlington.
Okay, cool.
Random. This is sort of random. Into like big league wrestling shit.
Hey, fuck you, too.
I was trying not to offend.
Not Loki, me. I don't work for anybody.
Loki's gone from GFW.
Yeah, is he?
Been gone. Yeah, he's been
he
gone.
He didn't like directing. He didn't like creative. He's fuck this dude.
Any chance he was about the PC in Florida?
Hell no. WWE already learned what the Jordan Force just learned. Like,
yeah.
Probably Ring of Honor just learned. It's like, you know what? Nah.
shit, if the PC in Florida is still there after fucking Irma.
God damn.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Good luck.
Yeah.
There.
Puerto Rico, may the force be with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barbota already is like 95% of their cars and buildings
it's
are
category gone. Five, right?
It's or category. Four? Well, five. It was five yesterday. Is it still five now?
It's five. Yeah. And there's still a chance, dude. If it goes further west and it gets its ass in the Gulf of Mexico, there's a chance that we might get some residuals, if not another punch in the face.
Well, there's another Katia.
And then Jose
behind that.
Jose is behind Irma.
Yeah.
Katia just formed in the Gulf.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
And it's just gonna go like it's like, you know what? I'm gonna kill Mexicans.
Yeah.
Mexico City, pinche. Gone. So
damn. I mean, Trump's creating all of these with the heart machine, but that's for another day.
Right.
He mixed hot Cheetos with strands of his hair and threw it in the Gulf. That's all. Like,
oh, that brujeria?
Yeah. Yeah. Burnt picture cut up in half. Oh,
all right. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
I hope so.
We start making Trump jokes. We're done.
Oh,
no.
Ricochet. He won the Battle of Los Angeles this weekend.
Or King Ricochet.
And Puma won the fucking
Cueto Cup.
Yeah. I wonder if they should fight each other.
You never seen them in the same room, right?
Yeah.
Prince Puma.
You could defend the Cueto Cup versus the Battle of Los Angeles somehow.
Yeah. Somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In another organization.
I try.
It's still real to him,
it's
damn
it. PWG against Lucha Underground in Ring of Honor.
Hulk Hogan versus what's his name? The blue
the Mr. America.
Mr. America.
All right,
we're done.
Adios,
we're running
my
out
friends.
Of shit to say.
Keep it classy. Yeah.
Too sweet. Go find some pepperoni pizza because apparently somebody can't order it right.
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna blame me for that?
Who else can I blame? I'm blaming you.
You can blame the pizza place.
Nah.
For you ordering.
Bitch, I got you a free pizza out that hole.
You did.
Yeah, you're welcome.
The complaint worked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was like, yeah, Abel ate it, but you know, you brought it wrong.
You ate it.
Half. Save the other half for homeboy. So he could be equally disappointed.
Yes. I was not fucking I was kind of disappointed. I love pepperoni from Papa John's.
Nah.
I love that they put the pepperoni under the cheese.
That's what I first thought it was because that was like silhouettes of like round circular things like Roswell.
Like,
I'm like,
is this just cheese or is it pepperoni?
Did Abel actually get it right? Like, did he see my dark secret? Like, he put pepperoni in the cheese? You fucking disappoint me. You ain't do none of that bullshit.
There's more dark secrets that you have, Chris.
Save that for another episode.
Cochino.
Oh, yeah, now you complaining?